Happy Monday, everybody. This is Anna Siskow. How are you guys doing today? I just wanted to come with another podcast and give you guys some encouragement because, you know, I know right now times are hard for a lot of people. So this podcast is going to be how to recession-proof your life. You know, we all are going through this recession together. But some of us know that we have to step it up a little bit more in order to have like a backup plan. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, we get conditioned by seeing our parents, you know, the way they did things, you know, in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, life was different back then. You know, things were different. And your parents, the way they did life and the way they went to work every day, the way they, you know what I'm saying, did everything was different than what we're doing, you know, now in this new era. And I think that people just get used to seeing that, right? Your parents do it every day, go to work, come home, go to work, come home. And you're just so used to being conditioned that that's the way life's supposed to be, that when something like this happens, right, like a recession, you're hearing about food shortages and you're hearing about all this stuff happening in the world. And you're probably wondering, well, what do I do in regards to making more money or having options to make more money? Or what can I do to recession-proof my life? You know, and it's really important to have a plan right now because everything is starting pretty much, you know, in the beginning stages of the recession. We haven't officially been given a recession by the government yet, but I know that, you know, it is coming and you have to be ready for it. And by that, I mean, you have to have like a backup plan on how to have, you know, some daily income coming into your account and how you can, you know, earn money from the comfort of your own home, from your phone, via Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to earn money. And a lot of people think of it as, you know, oh, I don't see myself doing those kind of things because I've never done them. Or, you know, you're so conditioned to your corporate job and a slave to your corporate job that you don't have a plan. All you know is you get up every day, clock in and clock out. And, you know, I mean, that's great and dandy for, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. But we're living in a day and era now where you have to think about the future. You have to think about what in case something happened and I got laid off, or something happens, you know, where maybe your husband or wife gets laid off. What are you going to do in regards to recession-proofing your life? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I think this is a perfect podcast for today in its time, because I know that we're going through these moments right now and I have to address the issues at hand in order to get you unstuck in your mindset. Because see, a lot of us think, you know, the same way as our parents were thinking, well, you know, I have a degree, you know, I went to school for this, I did this, I did that, or I've been in my job, I vested about 15 years. There's no way that my job is going to lay me off or get rid of me, you know. And you're so confident in yourself and your accomplishments that you're forgetting that, you know what, companies will do whatever they need to do necessary, okay, deem necessary to do the best of cutting costs, especially in a recession-proof, you know, period. So you got to think that, okay, if something were to happen, I need to have a backup plan. I need to have something that I can fall back on that's going to help me, you know, elevate to the next level, to help me go to the next level. You know, that way I'm not stuck like everybody else. Okay. And so some of you are listening to this podcast and some of you are already shutting it off and saying, well, this is not for me, I don't want to listen to this. And that's fine with me. You know, if you want to go ahead and do it your own way, that's fine. But I'm telling you that if you live long on this earth, you're going to see things happen and you have to be ready for them and you have to be prepared, only because you want to make sure that your family is not going to suffer in these times. So, you know, for me, I have several eggs in different baskets, okay? I don't just put my all in one business and rely on that one business to provide something for me. No, I literally will, you know, make sure that I have backup plans on every side. So I know that I am doing something for my family and that I'm going to recession-proof my life so that I can, you know, see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel if the tunnel were to go dark. Which most tunnels are dark, actually. But some of them have some lights in them, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? When it's dark in that tunnel, you want to see a light at the end of it because you know that there's a way out, right? So that's what I'm talking about. So I think that, you know, for the sake of your family, for the sake of you, do you have a backup plan? Do you have a recession proof in your business where you have a blueprint to tell you exactly how to earn some daily money? You know, I like I told you in the last podcast, I had partnered with one of my good friends in regards to coaching and training and teaching on how to have a business from home, working from your phone, working from your laptop. And, you know, we've actually put a lot of time into this business because we've thought about, you know, what could we do to help the next person make money? What can we do to help just a regular college student or a stay-at-home mom or even someone that worked in corporate America but wants to leave it? What can we do in order to put an extra $50 to $150 to $300 in their pocket? Okay. And, you know, you make your own hours, you make your own time with this business. The thing about this business is a digital marketing business. I've done digital marketing for a lot of years prior to me doing wellness, prior to me doing anything else. I've done digital marketing for a long time. And digital marketing actually was the very first of the business that I started to make a lot of money, okay? I'm talking about $300 days, you know, where I could make up to, you know, $1,000 in one day and up to $2,000 depending on, you know, how hard I'm working. But in order to make that kind of money, you need to have a blueprint to help you step by step on how can I earn that kind of money. Okay. What can I do in order to put more money into my, you know, little nest egg that I got going on, right? So, you know what I'm saying? For some of you, you've never taken a vacation. You've never had extra money to go to a five-star hotel, five-star restaurant. Some of you have never had an experience of having the finer things in life. And I feel that everybody deserves to have a five-star experience. I think that everybody deserves to have, you know, you earning some serious money in order for you to experience those things. Because let me tell you, the most gratifying thing for me was to help other people make money and see them go on a vacation. What was gratifying for me is to see that mother, that single mother, buy some clothes for her kids. What's gratifying for me is to see the next person go to the next level in their business, okay? And some of you, you know, you've been stuck and you don't know, you know, how digital marketing works or how digital courses work. But digital courses and digital marketing has been around for the last, I think since the probably 2000s, you know what I mean, 2010. And I think that people need to look at digital marketing with a different outlook because a lot of things are digitally getting sent to you. You know, nowadays you're getting, you know, digital gift cards, you know, where you could buy them and then, you know, people have a barcode. You know, you're digitally basically doing business cards on your phone. You know, you're getting texts from businesses reminding you that they're having a sale. Text marketing has been at its ultimate high in the last couple years. You know, digital marketing and the way things are going via the internet is the way, you know, businesses are working, you know what I'm saying? Smarter, not harder, okay? And I think that a lot of people, you know, need to, you know, if you don't know how to work a computer, you don't know how to work your phone, you know what I'm saying? You need to learn how. You need to learn how to do these things. Because in the next couple years, everything's going to be digital. If you don't know now, you know. You know what I'm saying? Even banking has gone digital, where you can now, you don't even have to step a foot in your bank, okay, to deposit a check. all you do now is basically take a picture of the front and the back of the check and then download it, and that's it, guys. You deposited that money into your bank. I mean, if you don't know, digital marketing has taken it's pretty much the whole wheel, you know what I'm saying, where it's now headed in the number one way to make money, then you are stuck under a rock, guys. Come on. We have got to wake up to today. We have to wake up to what's happening in life. We cannot stay stuck in this mentality of, well, the only way to make money is that I just go to work, come home, go to work, come home. You know, I have a boss telling me what to do. I have, you know what I'm saying, someone telling me when I could take a break, when I could go to the bathroom, when, you know what I'm saying, I need to be at work and leave. You know what I'm saying? I have to come in overtime. Oh, someone didn't show up for work. Well, guess what? You have to come in because that person didn't show up and you have to take their place. I mean, it got to the point where I was so tired all the time that I didn't even enjoy my kids when I was working a corporate job. I literally was exhausted by the time I got off work. And that's some of you guys right now. That's some of you that are going to work every day, coming home exhausted. You don't even have time to have sex with your partner because you're so tired. Let's get real, okay? Maybe I'm being a little bit too candid in this podcast, but I'm just being real with you guys because I'm a person, I'm a human, and I know human experiences. I know what happens in life. And let me tell you, it really, really sucks to work all day and be so tired to not even want to sit with your kids and do homework or sit. And the kids have been home all day, right? With the babysitter. All they want to do is spend time with you. And instead, you just want to go to bed. Am I being real? Am I being real right now? Can you paint that picture? Because I know you've seen it. I know some of you have experienced it. I know some of you are living it. And it's really sad that you're robbing your children of that opportunity to be with you. And so what I'm trying to tell you is right now, there's so many remote home from work jobs, which I know a lot of you do as well. But a lot of the remote jobs are going to be cut in hours pretty soon when the recession hits. When the recession officially hits, some of these jobs will not be available anymore. And they're going to cut the fat. They're going to cut the people that are making the most money. And then they're going to retrain the new ones with for the less paycheck. Okay? So I'm being realistic with you guys. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And you need to be really, really ahead of the game. And I'm trying to give you guys game right now. I'm trying to give you guys a picture of what can happen and what are you going to do. You have to take action. And you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm telling you guys, digital marketing is where it's at. And I've loved digital marketing for years because, like I said, when I first started, I didn't even know what to do. I was like, what is social media? What do I do? I don't even know how to even create a course. I don't know how to, you know, even do a website. You know what's funny is that when I started doing online marketing, right? I was like having my husband help me do some stuff because I didn't know how to do, you know, certain things digitally. I didn't know. And my husband was doing them for me. And then my husband one day said, you know what? I can't do this for you anymore. I need to just, you know what I'm saying? That was like in the beginning though, in the beginning. Okay. Not in the last, he hasn't helped me. And I think he helped me maybe the first couple months of my digital marketing career, but he didn't help me like all the other years. But he got tired. He was like, you know what? You need to learn how to do this on your own because I can't be here available for you. Do this and do my job at the same time. It's not going to happen. So I had to literally from scratch learn. Okay. I had to watch hours upon hours of trainings. You know what I mean? I had to pay for courses. I had to learn all this stuff. And, you know, I paid a lot of money. I'm talking thousands of dollars to learn. And now, you know what I'm saying? I'm offering you guys the same thing that I learned, but all in one place, all in one, digitally, all in one place, right? You don't have to go from place to place and go, you know, search for stuff. This is all digitally given to you in a format where you can just click at the click of the mouse. There it is. Okay. And you're learning step by step how to work from home, make money online, and do it easily. Okay. And so I'm giving some courses out, one for $50, another for $150, another for $300. Okay. And the price might go up. You never know. You know what I mean? We might change our mind and charge a little more. But I'm telling you right now, that's what the prices are. So what I would do is I would contact me either on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna under Anna Sisk, or contact me on Instagram at officialgirlbossanna. Okay. You know, you guys can contact me in those two platforms and just tell me, you know what, Anna, I heard your podcast and I really am interested in this Wi-Fi money. I'm interested in making money online, digital marketing, whatever it is. Just go ahead and contact me and I will help you and I will shoot you the information. You tell me if it's for you, if it's good and you know, you're interested. Great. And if not, no feelings hurt, because I'm just here to help you guys. I'm not here to push anything on you and try to sell you, okay? Because some of you are already thinking that, right? Some of you are already thinking, oh, she's just trying to sell me something. You know what? I used to have the same mentality, and that's why I was broke. I was broke with that mentality when I used to think, oh, someone's trying to sell me something. Oh, great. I mean, I was one of those people too, okay? I'm going to admit it. I was like, oh, here they go trying to sell me their course, trying to sell me that. Oh, gosh, never mind. You know what I'm saying? And you know how immature that is, because really, if you think about it, why would someone give you something for free that they've had to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for to learn? You see, you feel me? So a lot of people that are selling a lot of this information, you know, I mean, sometimes I think, man, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing what you can learn from somebody. But why would they give you the content for free if they had to pay for it themselves? It just doesn't make sense. That's like you going to buy a Gucci bag, and because you don't use it anymore or because you have it there, you just want to give it away. You paid for it. It's your bag, right? Why would you give it away? It's worth a lot of money. So anyway, you guys are getting the point. So basically what I'm telling you guys is don't be shut down in your mentality. Don't let your mentality defeat you where you think that everybody's trying to sell you something. Look, I'm here trying to help you learn what I had to take years to learn and thousands of dollars to learn for only $300, which is nothing. And to me, I'm like, you know what? It's like an investment that's going to pay you back over and over and over again. And you know, the great thing about it is that I've invested in this course as well myself for $300. And I've been getting paid $300 over and over and over. So has it paid itself back? 100%, 120%. So what I'm trying to show you is a way to have a plan B in this recession time. And I'm really trying to help you guys. Okay. Spend more time with your family, not have to work as hard. And if they do lay you off, you're going to have something extra to do and you don't need to rely on your 9-to-5. You know, that's all I'm saying. It's a possibility for you. I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to work for you depending on your work ethic, because people too, you know what I'm saying, in these times think that everything should be given to them and they shouldn't have to work very hard. Some people are that way. They think, well, you know, why should I have to pay for something? You should just give it to me. Or why do I have to do this? Some people can't even sit there and watch a 10-minute training because you're so preoccupied with everything else. But it's going to make you money, which you should be really is focusing. You know, the thing of us that have been successful in this business of digital marketing and us that have made a lot of money doing this from home is because we pay attention. I'm a student. Out of anything, I'm not trying to be the teacher all the time, but I'm a student. I learn and I sit there with my notepad and my pen and paper and I write down notes and I have sticky notes And I really pay attention to the details, to the very, I mean, things that people wouldn't pay attention to, I'm paying attention to. And so what I'm telling you guys is your work ethic and your learning ethic, okay? Not only your work ethic, but your learning ethic has to be where you are a student, where you have to sit there and learn and not be bored and frustrated. Pay attention. Pay close attention because it's your money, okay? This is money we're talking about. This is not just chump change that you could make here and there. This is serious money. And so you need to pay attention, okay? Because think of it this way. If a million-dollar earner is trying to teach you how to make money, you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention. So I hope that you guys get these courses, whatever level you guys want to start at. I hope that you guys really go into this understanding that it's time for you to stay unstuck and not rely just on your 9-to-5 job. That you can make this Wi-Fi digital money anytime you want to, okay? And I hope that this helps you guys understand that we are headed in these times. And I hope you guys go back to this audio because some of you are going to come back and say, you know what, I should have paid attention to Anna months ago. Because she's the one that called it and said that this is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to help you, my friend. I'm not here to take from you. I'm here to help you. And that's what you have to understand. Is that help is here. You just have to want it. You see what I'm saying? So I hope that you guys reach out to me again at Official Girl Boss Anna on Instagram. Or reach out to me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. And you can find me on Facebook, guys. Talk to you soon. Can't wait to talk to you and message you back. And as soon as you guys message me, if I don't message you back, I will end up messaging you back. So don't get frustrated, okay? Because I have a lot of messages. I have a lot of emails to go through. I have a lot of stuff going on. I'm a very busy person, but I will get back to you as soon as I can. All right, guys? Take care and have a blessed week. And cheers to your prosperity. And earning your first 4 and 5, 6 and 7 figure checks. Bye-bye, guys.